Thursday, September 26th. This morning at breakfast, my little sister Brianna got on my last nerve. I was just sitting there eating my cinnamon life, reading the back of the cereal box, and trying to figure out what I was going to do about the Chloe and Zoe situation. They were planning to leave in less than 24 hours. Brianna was eating Fruity Pebbles and drawing a face on her hand with an ink pen. She said she was naming the face Miss Penelope because she was born from a pen. Even though I was trying to concentrate on my personal problems, Miss Penelope asked me to watch her perform Itsy Bitsy Spider, the Rihanna remix version. Apparently, the Itsy Bitsy Spider went up the water spout but got washed out by the rain because he had no umbrella. Ella. The whole thing annoyed me to no end because I wasn't that into puppet shows. Anyway, I warned both Brianna and Miss Penelope to quit bothering me, mainly because I was in a really horrible mood. And it was not helping matters that Miss Penelope's awful singing sounded like a humpback whale in labor. She must have been highly insulted by my unbiased critique of her singing abilities because she hauled off and socked me on my arm. So I grabbed Miss Penelope and tried to drown her in my cereal bowl. I was like, "Got milk?" Brianna started screaming, "Stop it! Miss Penelope can't swim! Let her go! You're smushing her face!" But I wouldn't let go. That is until my mom walked into the kitchen. "Why on earth are you shoving your sister's hand in your cereal? Let go of her this instant!" So I released Miss Penelope only because I didn't have a choice. Brianna stuck her tongue out at me. "Miss Penelope says she's not inviting you to her birthday party. Nah, 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 nah." Then I stuck my tongue out at her and said, "I've already not been invited to a birthday party. So there!" I could thank Mackenzie for that one. Anyway, I think I taught Miss Penelope a good lesson. I bet she won't be interrupting my breakfast again anytime soon. Since my cereal had been contaminated by Miss Penelope's germs, I dumped it into the sink and ran upstairs to my bedroom. I sat on my bed and stared at my wall as a million thoughts bounced around in my head. I had to admit, the Chloe and Zoe situation seemed hopeless, and there was nothing I could do to fix it. To make matters worse, Miss Penelope was still in the kitchen singing so off-key. I thought my ears were going to bleed. I felt like taking my favorite pen, a water-based, non-toxic, dark purple gel ink pen by Hotwriter Ink, and drawing a big fat zipper across her mouth to shut her up. But I was pretty sure my mom would have just yelled at me again. I mainly just use it to write in my diary and to bring me good luck. But lately the good luck part hasn't been working so well. I was twirling my pen and my fingers when suddenly the craziest idea popped into my head. I was like, OMG! This might work. I quickly scribbled out two notes and then rushed off to school 15 minutes early to tape them on Chloe's and Zoe's lockers. "Meet me in the janitor's closet before class starts. It's really important. Nikki." I waited in the janitor's closet for 5 long minutes and was starting to worry they were not going to show up. But finally they did. "I hope you didn't ask us to come here to try and change our minds about running away," Chloe said, real serious-like. "Yeah, this is something we just gotta do," Zoe said, staring at the floor. It got so sad and quiet I thought I was going to cry. "I asked you both to come here to tell you about a special present I wanted to give you on Monday. But since you're leaving tomorrow..." Of course, this made Chloe and Zoe really curious, and they started begging me to tell them what it was. "Well, you may not know this, but I'm a pretty decent artist. Not that I'm bragging or anything. And since you guys are my BFFs, I've decided to personally give you each a tattoo. Temporary ones. In honor of National Library Week. At first, Chloe and Zoe just stared at me like they couldn't believe it. Then they started screaming and jumping up and down and hugging me. Just decide what kind you want, I said, and I'll design it over the weekend and draw it during lunch on Monday. But you both have to make me one promise. Anything, Zoe gushed. Let me guess. We have to ditch our plans to run away and live at the New York City Library. Okay, then it's officially canceled, Chloe announced and did jazz hands. Actually, that's not what I meant, I said, hiding my smile and trying to look all scary serious. I want you both to promise me you won't bring rats to my wedding. Huh? They both looked at me like I was crazy. Never mind, I giggled. It's a long story.